get the green light, but we got the thumbs up from Nick Lo Cicero, who is on the Battle Bridge tonight, and he's also preparing for his live show, WDW News, with Nick Lo Cicero. I'm sorry.
I had the wrong microphone there. Dude. We've only been doing this all week now, and I should know by now which microphone to use. As I said, welcome to the show, folks. That's right. You got to the... Well, I didn't say exactly that. I said I didn't get the green light, but I did get the thumbs up from Nick Lo Cicero, who's still on the Battle Bridge tonight. We are still in the alternate studio. We shall soon be back in the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. They are making great progress here, but there was a lot of damage done by that bolt of lightning. Once again, welcome to the show. I am Christopher Hart, along with the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, and we are live. So please give us a call if you have a mind to, 407-774-8255, and we will soon be back in the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studio. But that shouldn't stop you from calling my dentist for the best in Mercury Free dental care. His number is 407-678-3399. His name is Dr. James E. Hardy, and he is also the author of an excellent book called Mercury Free. Got a lot to talk about tonight. Oh, boy, is it getting hot and heavy. I was talking to my brother this past weekend. He said, what should we expect, you know, as the campaign season goes into the fall? I said, expect it to get hot and nasty, and they're going to come after Trump. And, boy, are they ever. And first of all, you're preparing to go on a father-son outing tomorrow.
I'm looking forward. I really have a dilemma, though, Chris. I was just thinking about this. My college team is Penn State, right? And guess who they play this weekend? The University of Buffalo, right?
I didn't know there was a university.
I know. I know there was because I was mired up there. And then I'm going to go see the Bills, and the Bills play the Colts. What I'm concerned about, I could be 0-2 in one weekend. How do you go 0-2 in one weekend?
Because
Buffalo.
Yeah.
So, but we're going to cover some of the NFL games coming up and some of the college games later. So
saying that Penn State would lose to the University of Buffalo is kind of like saying they'd lose to somebody like Temple, right?
Yeah. Keep rubbing it in, buddy. You know, we really appreciate that. You know, I mean, have a good weekend.
All right, but tonight we kick off the NFL season, and so we'll be talking some NFL football later on in the show. And Mike's got some hot tips if you want to, you know, put something on the line there. All right, we're not encouraging that, though. We are encouraging you to listen to the show today. Once again, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and you're welcome to call. As a matter of fact, we're going to invite your calls a little bit later on in the show in a segment we're calling Three Little Words. Three little words for Hillary.
A hint might be bob 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 banana bamba fa fob fee fi fa fob bop. Now, when we get to that, you're going to understand where we're going.
Folks, you should see this guy when we're not on the air.
He needs help.
All right. So once again, if you want to be a part of the show, 407-774-8255 is the number. You know, I was out at Jerry's Mercedes-Benz today. And once again, folks, if you got a Mercedes-Benz, you need to go by and just say hello to Jerry. Let him see your car. He'll be able to tell you all about that thing. And he'll be able to take better care of your car than anybody else. I can guarantee you that. And at the best price. He is indeed the dealership alternative. By the way, you can give him a call at 407-366-6499 and visit him at Jerry's MB. I went out to extend a personal invite for him to get one of his technicians or himself involved or his lovely wife, Jana, involved in our spaghetti eating challenge.
Chris,
and they may be putting in a contestant.
Jerry and his crew were manning up, mano-mano, because we got a lot of entries, and this is going to be big man Reggie Branch is going to be there, Super Bowl player, six-time year Redskin. I don't know, Jerry. You know, you better start talking, man, because we want to see if you can walk with the talk.
All right. So anyway, the guys at the Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, great guys over there, and everybody over there, and Jana, we really appreciate them being a sponsor of the show. And Jerry will be joining us probably sometime next week anyway. But if you'd like to be a part of the Spaghetti Eating Challenge, we had somebody call in last night. And we're going to make arrangements with them, of course, to be a part of the challenge. We're looking for a couple or three more. And
Chris,
all you got to do is call the station number here.
Now, let's review this. We're getting close to the table's full. We
almost 10.
We got Reggie, our NFL player. We have two of the Pred heads, and they're bringing their crew along. So this is going to be a big group. Then we got the Wounded Warrior Officers
Initiative.
Right, that's four.
Yep.
Then we got the Colwyn last night. That's five.
We got Ken's Ringer.
Ken,
he's
that's
promising.
Six.
We got the Arms Room Radio guys.
That's seven.
Yep.
And then the young lady, which is a 50-50.
Rachel may do
Rachel,
it. Rachel, yeah, if she's in town.
Yeah, if you, and remember, there's no charge to be in the contest.
That's
now, if
right.
you're eating spaghetti outside of the contest, there's obviously a charge.
And by the somebody did ask me today, the Woolly Bear cover charge. There will be no cover charge. You just, whatever you pay for whatever you eat. And by the way, if you are a member of the American Adversaries Army, you know you have coupons you can use.
So, that's really great. They're 20% off.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
You can't beat that.
Yeah. The spaghetti actually is outstanding.
All
that's
right.
about the only place
Dr. K is listening. I got this. Skinny Antonio will be representing the Shriners.
Oh, I like that. You know, that's a setup. Skinny Antonio, that's an absolute setup.
And they're trying these guys to do sound
a
like
psychological
sharks.
Job on poor Reggie, because that 140-pound... young man from UCF beat Reggie in a 64-ounce steak
eating contest. Oh, is this who Skinny Antonio is?
I hope it's not, because there could be a lot of aggravation here.
Oh, boy. Anyway, the gauntlet has been thrown down. And, of course, you all are welcome to join us for that. And that will be 2 weeks from Monday, September the 28th, and we will be there doing a live remote broadcast starting at 5 o'clock, of course.
Now, Chris,
and then we'll do a regular show, sort of, for the first hour or so. Then
is
we'll,
this gluten-free?
Then we'll do the challenge. Then we'll do the, well, I don't know. They do have gluten-free stuff
know,
on the menu
I
over
just
there.
Said that as a joke. I mean, I hope no one asked for that, you know.
Do you have gluten-free? No, listen, just eat the stuff, okay?
By the way, we are going to have a weigh-in, and so we'll find out if this is, in fact, true or not, and I'm sure it is. We're very close to it anyway. Dr. K says Antonio weighs 141 pounds.
Reggie weighs 265.
That don't matter when it comes to eating.
But I did see, like I say, 140-pounder took him down in a major
And didn't you say he was a student at UCF?
He was a student at UCF.
Look
they
out.
Had about eight charities there. And this was, he got into the fourth quarter, like, six of them had dropped out. It was between those two, you know, and we're supporting our man Reggie. You know, Reggie, fourth quarter is yours,
yeah.
buddy.
Hold it up
and
the four
he went
fingers,
down
right?
like a lead weight, buddy.
He says he knows what he did wrong. He had his steak cooked well done.
Yeah.
All right. So, once again, that's September 28th. You're welcome to come out and join us. And by the way, we do expect a pretty good crowd. So if you want to make a reservation, that might be a good idea. And you can call Cafe Positano to make a reservation anytime, not just for our event, but for any event for yourself or your family or group. And of course, they have great takeout over there. Their number is 407-774-8080. That's Cafe Positano, 407-774-8080. All right, let's get down to some business here. The rhetoric is getting hotter and heavier. And let's kind of go back to last night, yesterday. The Rolling Stone magazine has done an article on Don Trump that he agreed to. He actually allowed a Rolling Stone reporter to travel with him for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days or a week, and let him sit in some intimate settings, if you will, with the Donster. And the article has come out, and in the article, and this isn't not the focus of the article, but this is part of the article. And I heard the fellow, the author, talking about it. And God, was he ever boring. You could never get to the point. But he was on MSNBC this morning in a telephone interview. And he talked about how this particular thing transpired when he said what he said about Carly Fiorina's quote-unquote looks. And it wasn't so much about her looks as her look. Because... at the risk of ruining everything we have built here, I was on the verge of kind of saying the same thing that he said. And let me explain to you what I mean by that. And what happened was this reporter was with Trump after an event, and they got on the plane, as he explained it this morning. And on the plane, they were watching her in an interview where I believe she was criticizing him. Now, that I'm not sure about, but he was watching her in an interview on television, and the reporter was sitting there. And he basically said this. He said, look at that face. She'll never be president with that face. And now... people have taken this to mean he was criticizing her looks, but I knew immediately what he was talking about. If you see her in her interviews, her facial expression is one of sternness. Her lips are kind of tight. Her face is kind of tense, and it's not an overly friendly face to look at. Not that she's not attractive. Not that she doesn't have a great smile. She does. The problem is when she gets into her answers and she's talking, you get this sort of, and for a lack of a better word, sort of a school teacher look, where she's not cross with you, but definitely serious with you. And what he's, you know, once again, this guy, he's looking at all of this from a marketing angle, you have to understand. And what he's saying is, in his own brusque sort of way, is she needs to come across friendlier. Ironically, here he is saying that about her. And that was his explanation today.
But I wonder, Chris.
But once again, in politics, perception is reality. So if people perceive that he was criticizing her looks, then that's going to be the reality.
But did he really mean it to her looks? Think of the words like face the nation, face the facts, right?
Yeah.
Face of UCF. Or you have an ugly face.
But now, that's not what he said.
That's what I'm trying to get across.
Right.
In other words, face has multiple definitions based upon how it is implemented in the sentence.
Right.
And, you know, he tried to curve off of the area saying, I didn't say that she was ugly or anything else. And what we're both upset about, at least it upsets me, is why the media spent a whole day talking about whether he was trying to infer that she was ugly or this or that. Why don't we talk about the nuclear issue? Why don't we talk about all the bums in Congress? I mean, what are we doing? Talking about trivia nothing versus getting things done. You know, and look what happened today, right? The Senate already.
Well, yeah, we'll get to, I want to get to that in a second here.
But that's part of face.
You're absolutely right. And we got some poll numbers that, that show that there's a lot of legitimacy in what you're talking about with the issues there. And you're right. Yeah, we were going to get to that. But the Senate did. The Senate is held up today by the Democrats, basically. The Democrats have threatened a filibuster. So in a 58-42 vote today, the Republicans were unable to muster the 60 votes that they would need to block a filibuster. And now they're basically going to throw up their hands, I guess, and go home, at least on this issue. In reality, what the Republicans should do is take sort of the lead from Harry Reid when Harry Reid changed the filibuster rules on the federal judges, if you remember. Now, I'm not talking about necessarily changing the filibuster rule where you it just takes a simple majority to end the filibuster. I'm talking about this. If they are going to threaten a filibuster, make them actually filibuster. In other words, make them stand up there. One person, whoever threatens the filibuster, has to stand up there and do it. Mm-hmm. And when they can no longer do it, then you can get down to Senate business. Why not do that?
I would think that most of the Democrats would have a very difficult time carrying a conversation beyond 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, but
so that would be very effective.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit more later on in the show. But I want to get back to this thing with Carly Fiorina. You know, I understand, you know, what Trump was trying to say. As I've said, I've seen it myself. On a couple of occasions, I started to mention it and got distracted. But it's ironic that, of course, that he's in his own way, mean, some people would say sort of way, trying to tell her she's not friendly enough looking, right? And, of course, he can screw his face up into a pretty nasty looking face, too.
What
he's talking about, persona, he understands that the persona, it's the personality that gets you elected president as much as anything else.
Do you think Hillary's a pretty face in a crowd? Then, you know, what are we all talking about? I mean, you know, I think if I'm measuring looks on looks, I'll take Carly over Hillary, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is ridiculous. We should be talking about how this,
it is indeed. Oh. And once again, I think all we're going to out of all of this is Moby Dick will continue to swim on and get bigger and bigger. And the Ahabs who think that maybe this will be the one that brings them down are going to end up being disappointed again. All right. We'll take on Ben Carson and Trump's little feud going on and some poll numbers in the next segment. All right. And then a little bit later on, like I said, we're going to do a little something with three little words for Hillary Clinton. You've heard those words, you know, in the Quinnipiac poll, liar, distrustful, you know. Well, we got our own three little words for Hillary Clinton. And no, they're not go to you know what. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
On the road again. I'm on the road.
A
All right, remember, September 28th, you got the eye of the tiger. We're looking for another competitor or two for our spaghetti-eating challenge. All right, let's get right back to business. Not only is Trump feuding with Carly, of course, he'll take on anybody. Now he's going at it with Ben Carson. Ben Carson started it. He said yesterday in a speech that, by the way, he's drawing big crowds, too. He had a huge crowd in California the other day. Anyway, he said he questions Trump's temperament to be president, doesn't think he has enough humility, and question, I think, Trump's commitment to his faith. And Trump's firing back today, questioning Carson's medical skills, questioning his own faith, and certainly not pulling any punches. And that's just not Trump's style. Trump is, you hit him, he's going to slam you back as hard as he can. And at the end of the day, though, there's a poll number out, and Mike keeps talking about this over and over and over again, where when we're going to talk about issues, the issues are more important. We got this Iran deal. You got now Muslims being shipped by the Obama administration into our cities, not knowing if they're good or bad Muslims, quote unquote, if you can tell the difference. But there's a poll out today, Quinnipiac poll, I think, wasn't it, Mike, that said,
that's correct,
amongst Republican voters anyway, 71% of them are more interested in the issues than anything else. And oddly enough, that seems to play to Trump's advantage. Because when you get right down to it, what people are hearing Trump say is that he's going to do something about the issues that they are worried about.
Right.
And at least right now, he has the credibility that people think that he could actually deliver. And at least he has more credibility than the other ones. There are some other more standard poll numbers out, too. CNN ORC poll came out this morning. Trump has moved up 8 points in this poll to 32%. This is a national poll, Republican voters. Trump, 32. Carson moved up 10 points to 19. Everybody else went down or stayed the same. Carly Fiorina is not burning up the polls like she would have us believe.
Right.
She got a little bit of, she got a bump after the last debate, but it has kind of tailed off. All the others went down. You got in this poll, Trump 32, Carson 19, Bush 9, Cruz 7. Cruz went down 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to the Democrat polls. Iowa has got them shaking in their boots because in Iowa, Bernie Sanders has pulled into a dead heat. A lot of people are saying he's in the lead in Iowa. Well, it's 41-40. I call that a dead heat because it's in margin of error.
You know, when he
Nonetheless, he's up 8 points. She's down 12 since the last time this Quinnipiac poll was taken in Iowa. And Joe Biden is up to 12 points. He moved up 5 points.
You know, in Iowa, when Sanders has like a barbecue, everybody has to eat the same size sandwich. I mean, that's
small,
in essence what
right?
he's preaching. Yeah, extremely small and getting smaller.
Yeah.
But, you know, Chris, we talk about sensitivity. I mean, how are you going to be a great politician if you're a sensitive person? Like, oh, my God, they called me fat and ugly. You know, I mean, the reality of it is you, the media, are probably sensitive to that because you're so unprofessional. You can't take any type of abuse.
Yeah.
And if I was a politician, call me anything you want. I could care.
Well, Bobby Jindal came out today. He's also taking the Ben Carson tack. And remember, these are the ones who have everything to gain and nothing to lose about going after Trump. And he's saying he doesn't have the demeanor or the temperament to be president. Well, let me just tell you something. That demeanor, at least in part, is what's got him where he's at. Because we are mad. We want somebody who's going to kick butt and take names. And if
at
you're
least
not
he's
up
playing
to,
a role,
if
man.
You don't think that he can do it, show us how you can do it better, Mr.
Kidding.
Jindal. We'll be right back.
FM 105.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody.
Nick is in there rocking himself to sleep to this little song.
It brings tears to my eyes.
Poor little Hillary. I tell you what, she goes out to give these campaign events, speeches, whatever you want to call them. She shows up in Ohio today for a conference on women. Only no women showed up. Hardly anybody at all showed up for her event.
Did you see that, too? Actually, the conference place where they held it was real close to the university. It only has 60,000 students,
all.
Right?
That's all.
And the room was less than half full, and it was just a women's conference.
Yep.
And now, were these the women that knew Bill, or were they the ones that knew Hillary, or what was the discussion about?
Well, maybe that was her problem. Maybe she had Bill in town with her. And of course, he was across town with all the women. Anyway, yeah, she's getting lonelier and lonelier as her support
fades into the sunset.
Fades away, and it's highly unlikely that these folks are going to be enthusiastic about coming back to her. Because
why would you come? I mean, once you left, you left.
You're right.
Because the taint is on, and as I say, as we get into this upcoming discussion, you can see what the general public thinks.
Yep, that's right. Real quickly, another couple of things on the polls. Let's see, there's a Quinnipiac poll that says 51% of Republicans think that Trump is the most likely nominee, 19% Bush. That's basically a flip-flop
right
from the last time they did that. And then there are the bookies over in England, the UK. Now, this is not the bookies that we've used before. This is a different bookie organization, and they are using percentages like we would do a poll here. And the bookies over there still see Bush as the front runner. They give him 36% probability of being elected, chosen the nominee. Trump, 15. Now, that in this particular organization is significant in the sense that Trump is up 15 to 15, mm-hmm. and Bush is down 9 from 45. Then they have Rubio at number 3, then Scott Walker, then Ben Carson. On the Democrat side, Hillary, they still see overwhelmingly as going to be the nominee, with Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden basically tied, trailing dramatically. And in the general election, regardless of who the nominees are, they put they're putting their money now on the Democrats. The Democrats, they say 57% probability will win the election, 43% for the GOP. That's the bad news. The good news is the Democrats are down 6 points, and the Republicans are up 6 since the last time they released these numbers. So the Republicans are trailing but heading in the right direction. And once again, you see Trump moving up and pretty much everybody else moving down. In the bookie numbers, even though Rubio comes in at 3, he's down 8 points. Walker came in number 4. He's down 10 points.
But again, this is out of England, right?
That's out of England.
And that's English mentality. Know, I mean, are there many Americans that are involved in formulating this?
The trend is the same, if you will.
The numbers trend are
different.
There, right.
The numbers are different, but Trump is going up, Carson as well. Everybody else is slipping and sliding, as my first boss used to say. When we would come in late or something, he'd go, "Oh, you're slipping and sliding, huh?" And that's what these other candidates are doing. They're all slipping and sliding. In that national CNN poll, Trump and Carson were the only two up. Everybody else was down. And Trump has gone after Carson, like I said. But at the end of the day, people are more interested in the issues and someone who they think can actually do something about it.
We have to get a hold of those Las Vegas numbers, though. I mean, I like it.
In Vegas, they can't.
In terms like it's 3-1, 4-1, 5-1, you know, and, you know, it gets you sort of excited. It's like betting football.
Yeah, well, those numbers we got, those odds we got from England before, and we'll be on the lookout for their latest odd numbers. But in Vegas, they cannot make odds on a presidential election yet.
You can't?
Not legally.
Oh, that's hard.
I mean, I don't know.
You can do insider trading if you're a congressman, but you can't make odds on betting on who's going to win. That really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Exactly. At the end of the day, though, I think this next debate is going to be a big debate. It's going to mean a lot to a lot of people. So Trump better be prepared, because I would not be surprised if all other 10 candidates on the stage with him come after him, because he's running away with this thing. To be over 30% in a national poll, a CNN poll, is very significant. That is a threshold many party poopers thought that he would never achieve. And the other candidates at this point have nothing to lose. I mean, what have they got to lose? they're going to have to come after Donald Trump, and we shall see.
But, you know, there could be empathy on the part of the viewer, you know, seeing when you see like 10 on 1, you're going to think, why are those people so angry and, you know, so aggressive toward this man, when in reality, he is leading because this is how the public interprets who is the best at this point.
Well, you know, yesterday I would have said it would have been 8-1. And then actually today I should say 9 because Cruz, I do not think, will go after Donald Trump the way the others will.
I don't think he will because that'll separate him out.
I think he's smart enough not to.
I think he's real smart enough.
And yesterday I would have said the same thing of Ben Carson. Today I'm not. And once again, Carson, he's going after the top dog. I don't think he's going after him in the right fashion. But nonetheless, I could still, at the end of the day, see Donald Trump picking either Cruz or Carson, were he to get the nomination to be the VP. But something that is beginning to dawn on the Republican establishment is the very distinct possibility that we will go through the primary season and not have a decisive winner. In other words, we will have a situation where you will have Trump with a couple hundred delegates, maybe Bush with 100 or so delegates, maybe Cruz with 100 delegates, something to that effect, that we go into the convention with not knowing who the nominee is. Wouldn't that be a whole lot of fun? And
I wouldn't like that because it's going to eliminate my T-shirt sales, also my bumper stickers.
No, your T-shirt sales are based on Hillary, right?
I know.
Well, you need her to stay in the race.
Yeah, but they may be canceled out in the next 4 weeks. So.
You need her to stay in the race, but it's looking worse. And when you talk about slipping and sliding, that woman is slipping and sliding. Speaking of that woman, you know, the Quinnipiac poll that came out about 2 weeks ago now. I know time just kind of races by, especially when we're in here. But, you know, they asked what are the words that come to mind when you hear this
person? I think they really said we would like you to give your 3 favorite words that best describe Hillary. And then they had put a list of like 10, you know, because
Exactly. And they didn't ask it, I don't think, for all the candidates, but they did for Trump.
Right.
His number one response was arrogant.
Right.
And blowhard was in there, too. All very descriptive of him. They also asked them of...
But you can overlook that.
Exactly. And they asked him of Jeb Bush, and the first response for Jeb Bush was Bush, which is something he's been trying to get away from, his last name, right?
Right.
And
that response.
It's haunting him.
That was very good.
And the 3 words that they came up with, the top 3 responses for Hillary Clinton, and I'm sure most, if not all of you, have heard these 3 words. First one was liar, and then it was... distrustful.
Dishonest.
Dishonest.
That's a wonderful term to be attached to you.
Yeah,
and
liar.
Then the 3rd one was untrustworthy.
Yeah,
and the 4th one, I didn't like this. I mean, yeah, I did like it.
Yeah.
Criminal. That's pretty good. I mean, can you imagine
all
running
quite
for
descriptive.
Office, and this is the 4 words that come to the attention of everybody when you think of this person.
Right.
What is she running for office for?
Well, you know, nobody...
Liar, dishonest, untrustworthy, and criminal. What a nice thing on your grave. You know, like Hillary, we'd like to dedicate these 4 words to you, representing your entire career.
Right. All right, so nobody asked us, but we decided to come up with our 3 little words for Hillary anyway. And if you have 3 little words for Hillary, as long as they are not profane.
I would like them to share. They would love to see it. You know, Chris, you notice the number of people yelled out in the studio? They all have words for Hillary.
We did hear a burst of laughter out of the control room in there. We would love to hear your 3 little words tonight. As a matter of fact, we'll give a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano for the person who has the best 3 little words, according to our judgment, okay? So give us a call.
Well, I have mine now.
Okay. But Mike's and I, we'll be ineligible for the $20 gift card, but we want to give one of you folks a $20 gift card for your 3 little words for Hillary. We'll give ours, and then you can call us and give us yours. We'll take them through up till the end of the show.
And they can't be liar, because we know she's that.
Yeah.
It can't be what's obvious. Obviously, liar, dishonest, untrustworthy, and criminal. We know that is associated with her.
Right.
They have to be your own homegrown response.
Yes, and we'll set the pace for you here. Once again, 407-774-8255. $20 gift card is awaiting your clutches should you have the right three little words for Hillary Clinton. So you want to start or should I?
Go right ahead. I'm convinced on the ones I like. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I can't use profanity, so
no,
I'm really...
No, we can't do that.
I know, I'm really limited in all my right. vocabulary.
All right, so... So, here are my three little words, and everybody already knows that I've already dubbed her, the nickname I've given her. So I'll start with that, pear.
Oh, that's a physical description.
No, wait a minute now.
No, what do you mean pear? I didn't think we'd go to physical description. I'm thinking of her morals or the way she comes across. Pear.
Airhead. How about airhead?
That's all right.
That's my second
that's
word.
That's all right. That's all right.
And my third word is, and I'll say it the way my brother says it and the way Jed Clampett used to say it on the Beverly Hillbillies TV show, pitiful.
Chris, I'm not going to give you the $20. I can tell you that. You know, hair.
That's right.
Is that like a physical description of her? I was thinking a Coke bottle if we were going to go into physical descriptions, but I was going to stay totally away from that. Mine is a response to how I perceive her overall character is.
Okay.
But I don't want to use words, obviously, like liar, dishonest, untrustworthy, and criminal, because they're very professional and they really sure. do identify her.
Correct.
So I was thinking more like, scumbag.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's.
When you think so?
That's not descriptive at all.
Oh, come on. How about dirtball?
Oh, that's even better.
Because this is a lady that, she's built her reputation and it is certainly. Being magnified by the media, yet wait till they really get to it. And then the last word, which I really think fits her very nicely, and a bit more of a professional word, treason.
Ah,
how
very
about that
good.
One?
Very
because
good.
I think
you redeemed yourself.
Yeah, no, the first two were emotionally responses because you limited me. You said we could not use profanity. So
right.
I had to come up with two, scumbag, dirtball. And then we'll throw in a more professional word that identifies her, treason.
Treason, okay.
That's very interesting. So, the lines are lighting up on this. Oh,
all right. Well, like you
but
said,
this should be a lot of fun because I we'll, can't. Now, Chris, we got to agree upon who wins this.
That's right. And poor old Nick is going to have to get information from everybody because we'll decide at the end of the show, in the last half hour of the show, who the winner is. So you got plenty of time to quote
three words. And
if you're out there on the highway, you can get off at an exit ramp and call in with three little words for Hillary.
If you want to call in about that scumbag.
That's Mike. Send your letters to Mike McBath. And let's go ahead and take the first couple of calls here. First, we got JJ. Thank you, JJ. What are your three little words for Hillary Clinton?
Well, the three words that everybody says and always come to mind number one, liar, but they all pretty much mean the same thing.
Yeah, you can't use, you got to use your
original. Want your three little words.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much better. Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. JJ.
Okay. How about fake, phony, and plastic?
Fake, phony, and plastic. All that's, referring to the same thing, but that's okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of do too, actually.
That's all. They're all. Well, Mike said treason, but fake, phony, and plastic.
That's a nice combination, though.
Yeah, I like
fake,
that.
Fake, which she is.
They roll right off your lips.
She's obviously a phony.
Yeah.
And her hair looks plastic to me.
Well, she's had the plastic. She's had, what do they call that? She's had work done.
Oh, okay.
Right,
okay.
Work.
She went to a hairstylist
plastic,
or something like
fake,
that.
Fake, phony, and plastic. Okay, you're in the contest, JJ.
Oh,
JJ,
cool. Thank you.
That could be big, 20 big ones.
It could
be. You know
what I
mean? If you think of any more, you're welcome to call back. But
that's
then
you've
got to take out your last three.
That's
right. So.
Yeah. All right, so JJ's got fake, phony, and plastic. Let's go next to Greg. Greg, thank you for calling. What are your three little words for Hillary?
Hey, Chris. Hey. My three words for Hillary. My first one is witch.
Which?
No,
which witch? W-H-I-C-H or W-I-T-C-H?
Chris, this is Halloween. Now,
as,
is this...
as in the Wicked Witch of the West.
Exactly. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
Witch. The other one, and these are the ones, this is the way I always describe her with these words. Evil.
Okay.
That's
and
pretty
the
basic.
Third one.
Yep.
Rhymes with witch, but starts with the letter B.
Okay, yeah, we can't go there.
But you know what, Greg? I thought of that. I'm sure Chris thought about it, but we all had to. I remember I said we can't use profanity, but that was one that I think would be in my top three, too. So
okay.
That's why I went with scumbag.
Okay, there you go. All right, Greg, you're in the contest.
Thanks.
Greg, that's
God bless
outstanding,
you, man. Appreciate
but if you
it.
Come up with any more, you know, you can eliminate those three and then phone back in the next three.
All right, I recognize Greg's voice. He's a member of our American Adversaries Army, but that does not give him an edge in this contest.
Not in this. This is being voted on.
Let's go now to Alicia, and then we'll have to take a break after Alicia's phone call. Alicia, thank you for calling tonight. What are your three little words for Hillary?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm gonna give her the three P's. Pathetic.
Yep.
Pretentious and predictable.
Hey, not those.
That's very professional.
Pathetic.
I like that.
Pathetic,
you know what I mean?
Pretentious. I'm writing these down. Pathetic, pretentious, and the third one was?
Predictable.
Predictable. All right. And she is all of those.
Yep. She is,
and
actually.
Some. She's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's why I say we got to keep her in the race as long
she's
as we can.
To give.
Because she's only going to keep going down, down, down.
Yeah.
But that's right now. She might be out in front.
Yeah, those are very good. All three have been very good so far.
Thanks, guys.
Okay,
hey,
well, thank
once
you.
Once again, don't go away so Nick can get your information if he hasn't already done it. Okay, Alicia? Okay. All right. All right. Let's go. We'll take the break. When we come back, we'll take some more phone calls. We're looking for those three little words that you would like to think, or excuse me, that you would like to say about Hillary. Three little words for Hillary Clinton. What are your three? We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
I was all right for a while. Could smile for a while, but I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wish me well. You couldn't tell that I've been crying over you.
That's right, folks.
Over you.
We're back. That'd be Mike McBath trying to sing there, folks. I am Christopher Hart. Welcome to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. We're doing our little contest here for a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano, the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida, right up the street from the station here. And, you know, this poll came out a few weeks ago about what are the words that, you know, you think about when you hear a candidate's name. And, of course, Hillary was...
Yeah, it's like, well, number one, it was word association poll.
Right.
And, you know, Hillary, the actual four that were most labeled to her, number one was liar.
Yeah.
That's very basic and straightforward.
Yeah.
Dishonest, certainly very understandable.
Yeah.
Untrustworthy. Oh, how could anybody say that?
Number four.
And four, I love this one. Criminal. And that's based upon all the people that they touched with to get their responses. And then they actually had a collection of 10.
Yeah. And now, wait a minute. Now I want to know, compared to our callers so far, what you think of my three little words. Pear.
Oh, Chris, that one pear. I mean, I'm very sensitive about figures and style. And was that a physical assault or a micro assault? Is that, or microaggression? That's how they would term it, you know?
Pear. What was my second one? I don't even remember my second one.
Degenerate? No.
And then the third one was pitiful.
Oh, but Chris, last lady that we got like five
okay,
or six.
Okay, we better get to him
now.
Yeah, let's get to him.
Okay,
let's go to the lines and see what Ed. Ed, what are your three little words for Hillary Clinton? And thank you for calling.
Good show tonight.
Thank
Good
you.
Show tonight. It's always fun to pick on Hillary.
No, we're not picking on her.
Establishment abortion machine, because that's what she is.
Establishment, abortion, and machine. Another set of
machines. Establishment, abortion, machine. That's what she is, okay, man. If you vote for her, you're voting for the establishment abortion machine.
Oh, I like that. You got three words and you got a phrase in there. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, Ed.
Ed, you're on fire.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're in
now,
the running.
I think him and Alicia.
Yeah, they're in the running. That's
They're close to that.
All right. To go work, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Professional too, Ed. We want something a little lower.
All right.
Thank you, sir. And we appreciate you calling. Let's go now to Diane. Diane, thank you for calling. What are your three little words for Hillary?
She is shallow, a screecher, and a Satan's minion.
Wow.
Shallow, screecher, and why don't we just call her a demon? How about that?
Oh, I like that.
Now, a screecher, Diane, define screecher for me. What you mean?
What difference does it make?
Oh, okay. I got it. That was very clear, Diane.
That's right. Remember the time when she was talking about, you know, criticizing, it was her right or whatever to criticize.
Right.
And, all right. So shallow, screecher, and demon. All right. Another set of good three.
Very good, Diane.
All right. Thank you, Diane. I got to go to Catherine now so we get her in before the break. Catherine, thank you for calling tonight. And what are your three little words for Hillary?
Okay. I think of Hillary as the 3H woman. She's hypocritical.
Very good.
She supports Planned Parenthood, which damages women, and she says she's for women.
Right.
She's heretical because she takes the truth and twists it to her own ends.
Very good.
And she's hypnotic, as in the type of drug that puts you to sleep, which is how I feel after listening to her for 2 minutes.
You know, I was thinking, Catherine, when you say hypnotic, maybe it was the pot and crack that she smoked during her college days with Bill. Is that what you were referencing? You know, I'm surprised no one even brought that up, you know what I mean? Because she does remind me of a pothead back in the 60s and early 70s, you know, on Haight-Ashbury Street.
Yeah.
Well, she probably didn't inhale like her husband.
Right.
Oh, please,
right, so
I know.
I'll make sure I got this right. Hypocritical.
Yes.
Hereditary. And
no,
heretical. Heretical. I'm sorry. You're right. Heretical and hypnotic.
That's right.
All right. Now the fact that you chose two words with the word hip in them, does that have any significance?
No, not at the time I chose them, but possibly.
I'll tell you, that was
now
good
that
selection.
You mention
very
it,
different.
It might have.
Yeah, very different.
All right, you're in the running too, Catherine. So thanks for calling, and we'll be making the decision in the next hour of the show. And we will be on for the full 2 hours tonight because the Rays are off. So we'll have the results later in the show. If you would like to get in on the competition, folks, we're looking for those three little words that you think of when you think of Hillary Clinton. As long as you don't cuss, we'll put you on the air. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
Intelligence Conservative, FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando, a service of...
Ladies and gentlemen!
For Hillary Clinton. That's what we want to know tonight, folks. You could win a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano that you can use at your convenience, or you could use it at our Spaghetti Eating Challenge, should you choose to do so. Welcome to the show, or welcome back to the show. Thank you for listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show as we come to you once again tonight from the alternate studio down the hall from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy. He will treat you with great care. His number is 407-678-3399, and he's also the author of the book Mercury Free, and you'll definitely want to ask him about that as well. I am Christopher Hart, and along with me in the studio today is, of course, the chairman of the board, Mike McBath, fixing to head out to Buffalo early in the morning. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge. Don't forget, you can catch his show tonight, live WDW News, on our sister station, 1520 WBZW. He'll be live tonight at 8 o'clock. And you can be a part of our show. Just give us a call at 407-774-8255. Before we get back to that contest, just kind of want to do a few things in review here. Donald Trump is feuding, or I should say other people are feuding with him, and he's firing back. He fired up on Carly Fiorina, supposedly. I think his explanation today was more accurate. And when he said, look at that face, it'll never be elected president, I think he was talking more about, as Dr. K has characterized it in a text to me, her sort of school marmish look as she gives interviews. He's also feuding with Trump, or Carson is feuding with Trump. Carson is picking on Trump. Obviously, everybody's going to be picking on Trump because he's the top dog. A new CNN poll has come out, a national poll showing him with some 32%. He and Carson are the only ones that moved up in this poll. Carson trails him at 19%. Everyone else moved down or stayed the same because they were already at zero. So the momentum for Trump continues, regardless of these infighting with some of the other candidates. There's also a poll out that says that 71% of Republican voters are more interested in issues than anything else. And by the way, that seems to work to Trump's advantage, because laced in around all of the personal insults are he goes back to that same message over and over again.
Same message.
We got stupid people doing dumb stuff.
Pound it in, right?
And we could be doing a lot better. And that message resonates. And so I believe that he will continue on his upward momentum. However, the first debate is coming up next week. Excuse me, the second debate is coming up next week. It'll be the first of three that'll be co-hosted by the Salem Media Group. And Hugh Hewitt will be one of our national syndicated talents, will be one of the moderators. And I think it's going to be a much better debate. I think it'll be more like a debate than the last fiasco. And we shall see. I think that Trump better be ready, because I think they'll be coming after him. And I'm talking about the candidates this time, not the moderators. So he better be on his game, so to speak, or that momentum can go away. You know, kind of go up in smoke, so to speak. James Clapper, the director of intelligence, Obama's director of intelligence, has revealed today that we'll tell him.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out, Obama's director of intelligence?
Well, he needs somebody to do
it. How would you apply that word to Obama's? Wow. No, that just came out today. And this is, again, it's really a sad state of affairs for our nation. And he was just pointing out, and remember, he's the nation's top director of national intelligence. He told Congress today that our foreign intelligence services are increasingly gaining access to critical U.S. infrastructure that would allow our enemies to inflict major damage upon us. So, in other words, he's making it very clear we are not prepared. You know, here is 6.5, 7 years of, Pee Wee Herman running the government, and look where we stand.
Yeah.
And we know who our enemies are. We have the capability of refuting this. Maybe we can have a little less food stamps and a little more capability in this area. Don't you think that might be better for the nation?
Yeah, what he's saying is other intelligence services are having an easier and easier time spying on us.
Great.
And then the spy agencies, there is a number of intelligence officers who are saying the administration is forcing them or making alterations in their intelligence estimates as to the strength of the Islamic State and the success or failure, if you will, of our efforts to what did Obama say, contain the
right.
Islamic State?
Right.
And so there's a lot of lying going on and a lot of spying going on. And the administration revealed today that they will allow 10,000 more. This is not just 10,000. 10,000 more Syrians, quote-unquote refugees. We like to call them infiltrators because they're mostly young men who are capable of coming over here and perhaps doing us great harm. But next year, we're not going to allow in 60,000 of these refugees. We will allow in 70,000. All right. The NFL season kicks off tonight. We'll get to that here in just a moment with Mike McBath. New poll numbers are out if you didn't hear them in the first hour. Donald Trump and Ben Carson are up big. Everybody else is slipping and sliding, going down, going the other way. All right. And then we start a little contest in the first hour. You folks, I'm sure most, if not all of you, have heard about the poll. I think Quinnipiac poll or whoever came out with the poll a couple of weeks ago. What word comes to your mind when you think of this candidate or that candidate? With Trump, it was arrogant, blowhard, and a couple of other ones. Businessman.
Right.
With Jeb Bush, it was Bush.
It's word association, yeah. Chris. Like then, Hillary, Bo Billary, Banana, Bama, Fo Philry, Fee, Fi, Fo Hillary. But.
Not bad.
The four that were associated with Hillary. I like
top
number
four.
One, which is, I bet you this is unanimous. Liar. Okay.
Yep.
Number two, which is getting close, dishonest.
Yep.
Number three, untrustworthy. And the final one, which I think is outstanding.
Number four.
Criminal. Can you imagine?
Kind of encapsulates the first three.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why would anybody vote for her if they have any moral fiber in their body.
You know, but nobody ever asked us.
I know. That's what really upsets me.
Yeah, so we decided to come up with our top three little words for Hillary Clinton. And we're inviting you to call in and tell us your three little words for Hillary Clinton. And a little bit later on in this hour of the show, we'll decide which one of you had the best three little words for Hillary Clinton. And that person will win a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano, the finest Italian restaurant in all of Central Florida. Now, Mike, what were your three little words again?
But now, Chris, after your first one, now mine's a different style.
See, what?
You can't call her a pear. That's your number one.
I didn't call her a pear. I just said that's what comes to mind.
I was not going to reflect on somebody's physical appearance. See, I'm
what makes
looking
you think
at
that's what I had to do
the
to...
ethics and morality of the person.
Sure.
So
okay.
I was trying, and I can't use profanity, so that really takes me off my game.
That's the one thing.
So
we can't
I was
do.
Thinking of maybe number one.
Yeah.
Scumbag. Because isn't that a word that when you were a kid that you would use that? And I don't know. I think that sums her, you know, that's like everything that the top four words were. You just sum it up in scumbag. How about
I can see that
dirtball? You know, if she were that type of person, and then she was somebody I didn't like, and you know, we were in high school. I said, "Look at that dirtball over there!"
Right.
And then the last one though was a bit more professional. It's sort of like when her fourth rating was criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one I think treason. So, you know, that's my three.
You redeemed yourself. My three were pear, airhead, and pitiful.
Pretty
so
good.
You folks could call up and tell us your three.
We got a bunch of them waiting to get on, let's bring them on.
Well, let me. So for some of the people who didn't hear the first hour, let me just tell you what the contestants have called in with so far. JJ called in with fake, phony, and plastic. Very descriptive. Greg called in with witch, evil, and that other word that starts with B, which rhymes with witch.
Mm-hmm.
Then Alicia called in with pathetic, pretentious, and predictable. Another three great words. All of them have been great so far. Ed, another one. Establishment abortion machine. And he did something a little tricky there. He incorporated a phrase into his three words. Establishment abortion machine. I like that. Diane came in with shallow screecher. Boy, isn't that descriptive.
Ooh, that gives me chills. It's like somebody putting their fingernails along the blackboard.
Right. And demon. And Catherine called in with hypocritical, heretical. She turns the truth around. And hypnotic. So, and I don't know if there was some subliminal message in there with the two hips, but she's in there with that. All right, let's go to Kathy right now. Kathy, thank you for calling, and what are your three little words for Hillary? Yes, thank you for calling. What are your three little words for Hillary?
All right. Well, I have a bunch, but I'll give you my top three.
Okay. Lay them on us.
Okay, the first one is unaccountable.
Unaccountable.
That's very good.
That is.
Very good.
The second one is deceitful.
Good one.
Very good.
And the third one is just pathetic.
Deceitful and pathetic, yes. Okay.
So, Kathy, can I assume you're not going to vote for her?
Oh, absolutely not. She was the last person, male or female, on Earth.
Have you seen my T-shirts? It says Hillary for prison 2016 or sooner.
Yeah, I know. I called about 2 weeks ago about a good Halloween costume this year about someone in a prison outfit with a blonde wig.
Yes.
And, that's great.
I remember that. We'll have to do
it. Yeah, that was me.
Maybe in a week or two, we'll do a costume contest.
Yeah,
and you can call back in with that. Let me make sure I got all your three words right, though. You said unaccountable, deceitful, and pathetic. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, you're in the running,
She's
too.
She's strong.
Golly, yeah. I don't know how we're going to make a decision here. But, okay, thank you, Kathy. We appreciate you calling. All right, unaccountable, deceitful, and pathetic.
Here
Another
comes
three
John.
Words. All right, let's go with John next. John, thank you for calling. What are your three little words for Hillary? John?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What are your three little words?
Make it short and sweet, Chris.
Okay.
Going, gone.
That's great. I like that, too. John, very original.
Going, gone.
Simple, right to the point, and, it's very predictable.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very good.
I can even spell it.
I like it.
Hey, you know, the best thing is maybe she can, too.
That's debatable.
Yeah, maybe.
It is debatable. All right, when the smartest woman's in the world excuse it always is, I didn't know, or
Well, she doesn't even know how to email, Chris. Come on.
All right, okay, all right. All right, thank you, John. You're in the running, too.
You bet, brother.
All right, let's take one more before we go to the break, and then we'll take a few more, and then we'll try to make a decision. So let's go to Mike next. Mike, thank you for calling. What are your three little words for Hillary?
Fecal.
Ooh, getting close.
And then Vince Foster.
Boy, this is a guy's bitter.
Pagliana is not testifying for some reason. I think it's Vince's reason.
He's looking over his shoulder already. A name, I guess that'll qualify.
Yeah.
All right, so Fecal and then Vince Foster.
Original. Original person.
Mike, that was good. All right, thanks for calling. All right, we'll take a few more. Like I said, if you want to call with your three little words for Hillary Clinton, do it right now, 407-774-8255. We'll take calls up until the next break, and then we'll make our decision. All right, so you got time to call 407-774-8255. What are your three little words for Hillary Clinton? A $20 gift card, and we'll throw in a My Liberty Threads t-shirt as well, are at stake.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be back.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
The Kela Group is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio broadcast.
Hi, this is Rob Keeler, and I have over 27 years of real estate and development experience. My team and I handle every facet of investment real estate, from complex commercial properties to fix and flip residential. The Keeler Group partners with you, adding value to every investment experience. And that's the Keeler Group difference. The Keeler Group specializes in investment real estate nationwide. So if you are buying, selling, or investing in real estate, call me, Rob Keeler, and my team, because real estate is our passion, and the Keeler Group will help you make the right decisions. We would love to meet you, so call me today at 321-277-2192. That's 321-277-2192. Or find us on the web at teamkeeler.com. That's team, KEELER.com. The Keeler Group, real estate experts and proud sponsors of the American Adversaries.
Ladies and gentlemen, Legal Immigrants for America would like to invite you, your family, and your friends to any of three exclusive engagements featuring Pastor Rafael Cruz, father of GOP presidential candidate Senator Ted Cruz, on Saturday, September 26th at 6 p.m. and Sunday, September 27th at 9:30 a.m. Pastor Cruz will be speaking on God and Countries at Aloma Church, located at 1815 State Road 436 in Winter Center Park. Both of these events are free, but you do need to pre-register. Then again on Sunday, September 27th, you can have lunch with Pastor Cruz at the Tuscaloosa Country Club. The cost is only $25 per person, and like the free events, you do need to pre-register. So don't be left out. Pre-register now by going to golifa.com, that's golifa.com, or at Eventbrite. This could be the opportunity of a lifetime to meet the father of a possible future president. So go to golifa.com today.
Hey, y'all. This is heavyweight professional wrestler Sam Houston. You know, I know true champions in the political professional wrestling ring. The American Adversaries on AM 660. The Answer. These guys power drive liberal baloney.
Welcome back. I'm Mike McBath here with Christopher Hart, and we are now in the midst of a big-time contest. And I think all those who have called in, and there are many, we got some – actually, the prizes are going to be a surprise. So
we'll have a consolation prize for everyone. Yeah. And we've decided, because the phone lines are swamped and some of you are probably trying to get through and you can't right now, that we'll extend the contest – through the next segment, and we'll announce the winner in the final segment of the show. Okay,
now, Chris, I've changed my three.
What?
Yeah, you know what? I've seen such originality by all the entries. They're all doing a terrific job.
Get ready.
So
Nick.
I've changed my three, and since I can't win the contest, I want to go down with this one. First one, blow fat. You know who that is?
You mean Blofeld James Bond?
No, I mean Blofeld.
Okay, all right.
Two, dork. Just a basic dork. You know what I mean?
All right, yeah.
Three, because of her exciting past, sex kitten.
God, there you go with that again. We're going to get sued. Somebody's going to drive off the road.
Oh, boy.
I was out at Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, and he showed me where he almost drove off the road when you said that last night. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Once again, 407-774-8255. Call now, or keep trying if you have three little words for Hillary Clinton. Let's see what John, what are your three little words for Hillary Clinton?
Okay, I didn't hear all the other ones, so I've got a backup if I need to. But my three are fake,
okay,
scary, and the last one is Cruella, as in Cruella de Vil.
Okay, so it's fake, scary, and Cruella. All right, now fake was used, but that doesn't mean you can't also use it.
Then change it to forced. She's kind of everything she does.
Oh, yeah.
She laughs,
that's very appropriate.
Forced.
Yeah. Like the forced face. You know, it's
yeah,
frozen.
Exactly.
Time.
And the Cruella de Vil part, she's the kind of person that would want to, like, come up to you and act like she loved your puppies.
You're right.
Pet your puppies, but she'd really like to skin them.
That's
exactly.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very
yeah.
good.
So, John's in there.
He is. With the explanations, he is. Definitely. All right, John. Thank you for calling. We appreciate you being out there as well. Let's next go to Sherry. Sherry, thank you for calling. Sherry, how you doing?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Excellent. What are your three little words for Hillary?
Well, I don't
she has more than three. I can tell that.
What's that? Go ahead.
I said, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't care about winning that the gift card or anything. I just want to say, Miss Bug Eyes.
Miss Bug Eyes.
Well, Chris, Miss
okay,
Bug
listen,
and Eyes.
Let
That's
me just
it.
Say something about it. You know, when she's talking, you know, she's giving a speech, her eyelids are always down, which yeah. means when somebody's eyelids are down, they're lying.
The body language, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when she gets out into the crowd and that mouth opens up and the eyes bug out, she looks like a goldfish.
I know it.
Oh. So now we're attacking physical aspects of this woman.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right. I got to move on, Sherry, to get to other
okay,
folks. But thanks.
Bye.
You're in the running. By the way, I got this from Nostradamus, and he admits he borrowed it from John Butler. He says, she's misinformed, uninformed, and at least hopefully one day, chloroformed.
Oh, that's good, too. I like
and
it.
And we got this from Kathy Santomassino, tired, fired, and expired. We'll talk about wishful thinking there. Couple. All right, let's go to Aubrey. Aubrey Kahn, hey.
Yeah, I know. I can't win the competition either, but yeah, what's this thing about Mike and his
pillory pantsuit fetish.
She's a swinging chick, Aubrey. And, oh, yeah. I like those hot-looking women.
Yeah, swing from a rope kind of chick.
Oh, careful now. Careful.
Oh, watch that.
Yeah.
But my three words would be warm, honest, and transparent.
You are not in the running. hey, thanks, Aubrey.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, you going to be at Cafe Positano tonight, or are you crosstown?
I'm off to a banquet for True Life Choice.
Oh, I'd give them our best over there. They do such great work. They do great work. Hey, thank you, Aubrey.
Okay, all right. Guys.
All right,
thanks.
All right, we got time for one more in this segment. Then we'll take a few more in the next segment. So if you want to call, we've extended the contest. Next segment will be the last segment, though, at 407-774-8255. Hello, David. Thank you for calling. And what are your three little words for Hillary?
It alliterates. It makes it even better. Calculating. Cunning. Cutthroat.
Calculating.
Very good. The three C's.
Cunning. And cutthroat.
I like it. It's, I mean, that's quick. You see that, Chris? It's very smooth,
mm-hmm.
right to the point.
Yeah, we've had several
and,
that way.
Very good. I like
that. Yeah, that's good radio stuff there. You got it.
Very good, Dave.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, David.
Anything else you feel about her?
I'm sorry?
Any other ideas about Hillary that you'd like to put forth?
None that can be shared on a family show. Several jokes. You've heard about her KFC special that's offered at the local KFCs around Washington.
No.
$5.99 for two fat thighs and two small breasts.
Okay. Oh. Let's go ahead and take a break.
The Don Trump of the local TV radio station. Come on.
All right. Let's take a break. We're up against a hard break anyway. When we come back, we'll have one more segment. If you want to call and tell us your three little words for Hillary, as long as they are not profane, 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll be back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We're taking the final calls right now. What are your three little words for Hillary Clinton? If you have the best three little words, you will win a $20 gift card to Cafe Positano and a My Liberty Threads t-shirt. And we'll have a consolation prize for the rest of you. We'll get you coupons to Cafe Positano or something. But so everybody will be a winner tonight. We got a lot of great entries. And don't forget, let's see, 2 weeks from Monday, we will be at Cafe Positano. And you can use this $20 gift card that night if you like for our spaghetti eating challenge.
Big blowout, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Our lineup's getting, what are we, seven?
We're up to seven competitors right now.
Now, they
got to
understand, if you're in the contest, the spaghetti is free. Now, you can't show up and say you're in it, and then they'll have six kids with you sit down at the same table. That doesn't go. But it looks like we're filling up fast.
We'd love you to come on out and help us celebrate being on the air 5+ years now. All right, let's get back to the phone lines, and we've got another John. John, what are your – thank you for calling. What are your three little words for Hillary Clinton?
Lucifer, Satan, demon.
Lucifer, Satan, and demon. John, are you a religious person?
You left out Beelzebub. Hey, John, excellent words. God bless you. Thank you for being out there.
Boy, that's a guy that loves her. Oh, my God. Lucifer, Satan, and demon?
Demon, yeah, that's right.
Wow. You know, I don't think she'd like to see that registered by her name, do you?
Well, it might be better than liar.
Maybe, criminal. You know what? You're right. I would actually take that over what the general public labeled her, meaning liar, dishonest, untrue. untrustworthy, and criminal. Oh, my God. That's
let's
a tough
see.
One.
Let's see what Phil has to say. Phil, thank you for calling. What are your three little words for Hillary?
I didn't hear the other responses, but mine is Ahab's precious Jezebel.
Ahab and what?
Ahab's precious Jezebel. You remember Ahab?
Yes.
And Jezebel, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's my name for her. She's a Jezebel.
And you got precious in between there.
I got precious in there. Ahab loves his Jezebel.
You got it. Yeah. Ahab, precious Jezebel.
That's it.
All right, Phil.
That was certainly different, Phil.
Yeah, well, these last two have been going to the Bible.
If you hadn't heard the other ones, you've missed a few real gems.
I bet.
All right. Well, you are in the contest, Phil.
All right.
All right, and we will announce the winner in the final segment after the break. We'll use the break to figure out who has won. So we still have a few minutes left to go in this segment. If you would like to be a part of the contest, now's your time to call 407-774-8255. No. We can't extend it any further.
Wait, but one question again. I've heard all of them. You know, now if we just pick them by just one, not three, okay, one, I would probably pick you because no one came close to pair. I could have guessed probably 80% of all the words that were brought to us,
yeah.
But pair, I would have never guessed anybody would have used that. I didn't know that you relate her to an agricultural.
I do have a way with words sometimes.
Oh, my.
All right, the phone lines are open, so if you want to get in on the contest, now's the time to call. We'll take a couple of more, at least until the end of this segment. If you want to do it, call now, 407-774-8255. What are your three little words for Hillary? And, yeah, please come out and join us at our Spaghetti Eating Challenge. And if you win tonight's contest, you can use that gift card at the challenge. In the meantime, the NFL season kicks off tonight without Tim Tebow. He's back at SEC Network, so the Philadelphia Eagles fans are already disappointed with the season.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not hoping for an injury to anybody, but I'm just saying maybe he'll get called up down the road. I'm sure he's working out every day. I'm not sure it's going to happen. But actually, tonight is a big night in the NFL because, you know, the Patriots open up with the Steelers. But the irony of this, because...
And that'll be on ESPN, I believe, at 8 o'clock.
Well, because of Inflategate.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind what happened. If this hadn't been ruled the way it was, Brady would not have even been allowed into the stadium. Well, what's the significance of that? It's quite obvious. One, he's not playing on the game. But number two, the night's the awards night for winning the Super Bowl in the city of Boston.
Oh, so he wouldn't have been there for that.
He wouldn't have been there for that. Now, right. Watch what happened. Now that the ruling came out, guess who's not going to be there? Roger Goodell.
The commissioner.
The commissioner. And this is usually the biggest celebration in the NFL because they want to get the season off right because
sure.
You know their sponsorship money this year accelerated. They're up another 15% this year. It's expected that they're going to bring in over $12 billion in revenues.
That's which, just sponsors? That's not the TV
no,
deals?
No, sponsors and everything. You know, I'm putting it all together. But
sponsorships
were up 15%, which is always a great sign. And then the other aspect of it is, you know, as you head into the season, you know, you're going to try to generate as much enthusiasm as possible. So what we're going to do tonight is just mention quickly, because we got some more callers on the line.
Yep. Okay, Cindy and Connie, stay with us. We'll get to you.
I'm going to pick the five games. The first one, the Pats. I think they're going to beat the Steelers tonight. I just don't like how the Steelers are performing.
Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger. He's still the quarterback for the Steelers.
There.
Okay.
My second, because I want to go with some of our local teams, is the Dolphins play the Redskins minus RG minus -3.
And you Dolphins had a decent preseason.
I think if Tannehill could play well, you know, I think I'm going to say Dolphins beat Redskins. I do like the backup quarterback, Kirk Cousins, who is now the starter. And RG minus -3 is either second team or out the door. We'll see. Now, the third game involves our local team with Bortles, who I think is
Jacksonville.
A guy getting better and better and better. It's the Jacksonville versus the Panthers. But B and I have to keep track of this. I'm going to pick the Panthers. Don't like to do that, but I am. And then number four, the Bucks with Winston. Now, Winston's third preseason game was not too good.
But he will be the starter.
He will be the starter, I assume, unless there's some surprise. And they're playing the Titans this weekend.
This weekend.
And I'm going to go with the Titans. Ew, I'm not too loyal to the state, am I?
Well,
that's not good. But I got to call an ace and ace.
You call him what you say,
and
man.
My last one, because I'm going to Buffalo, the Bills are playing the Colts. And I'm going to have to go with him. You know, Andrew Luck is hard to beat. He's hard to beat, but yeah. Go Bills. So I must go with the Bills.
You got to go with the hometown boys.
There's That's our right. picks. It will be 8:30. The game starts tonight. I'm going to pick the Patriots again because it's hard to beat Brady. It's just real hard.
Yeah,
so.
And they got most of the team they had they won the Super Bowl with coming
You're
back.
You're not
right?
kidding. So we'll catch the college after on we the, pick up the these other. We got some more people here.
Yep, and we're lined up. Yeah, we're going to take them until the end of this segment. So if you want to call now. Let's go now to Cindy. Hello, Cindy. Thank you for calling tonight. What are your three little words for Hillary? Is Cindy with us? Cindy?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here. How about you? How are you tonight? Thanks for calling.
I'm sorry, my phone isn't working great.
That's okay. What are your three words?
Again, so I don't know if someone said this, but mine is liar, liar, pantsuit on fire.
Liar, liar, that's two. Pantsuit
on fire.
She might be disqualified because too many words, Chris.
Yeah, well, we'll accept it as a...
Yeah, that's different. Very good.
All right, Cindy, thank you for calling. All right, we appreciate you being out there. All right, let's go next to Connie. Connie, thank you for calling tonight. What are your three little words for Hillary?
Hi, this came to mind very, very first. Holier than thou.
Holier
well, than that's thou. Good, Chris. All we ought to maybe have just a set phrase contest, you know, versus three words.
I like
but
that.
But that's good.
I like that. Well, maybe we'll do
also,
that.
Also, something interesting. Have you noticed the majority of call-ins are women?
Well, we have had a lot of women. Now, that's right.
And Hillary is going to win all the women?
I don't think so.
Maybe there's something I don't understand.
Connie, you're not going to be voting for Hillary, are you?
No.
All right. Hey, Connie, have you called the show before?
No, not at all.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to make sure you get a bottle of Roxy Pacifics. And any of you other folks who've called today who haven't called before, too, and we'll be contacting you all. If you have not gotten a bottle of Roxy Pacifics, you will get a free bottle. And it's great stuff. Nick came in here today and extended thanks from his little doggy Sugar because she was having some problems with her paws. And he put that stuff on there, and he's already within 2 days seeing great results. So it really does work. It's for humans and your pets. So
excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie. You are in the running with Holier Than Thou.
That's very unique, Chris. I'm excited about that.
Absolutely. We got some smart callers, some smart listeners. Let's go to Warren. Speaking of smart listeners, Warren, thank you for calling tonight.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, what are your three little words?
Okay, a little alliteration here.
Okay.
Evasive.
Evasive.
I like that. That defines her very well.
Yep.
Evil.
Very good. Yeah. Oh, how could you say that, Warren?
Yeah. And emaciated.
Emaciated?
What?
Where do you get that one at?
Warren, is your vision okay?
He must have been looking at a picture of
your
me.
Your glasses. You need to change your glasses, Warren. I've been telling you that for years.
Between you and Sex Kitten across the table here, I don't know which of you is blinder. All right, Warren, you're in the contest anyway with evasive, evil, and emaciated.
Wow.
All right. So we got time for maybe one or two more calls. 407-774-8255. You got to call right now, though, because
Chris,
we're running out of time.
When he says emaciated,
what are your three little words for Hillary Clinton?
What was he referring to?
Well, I want to know what you were referring to when you said sex kid.
Well, you know, in her younger days, you know, she could have been a hot tamale.
She may be that to Huma.
I'm not going there. Oh, boy. Now, we got to start looking at some of these.
I'll tell you, we're going to have a hard time. We're going to need more than one break to decide who the winner is
gonna
here.
This is going
to
be tough.
This is going to be tough.
Like
all right.
I like them a lot.
Okay. All right. So it looks like Nick's working the phone lines. We've got another caller or two. We'll take them.
Here comes Dave.
All right. We got another David. Let's go to David. Thank you for calling, David. And what are your three little words for Hillary?
Don't pass go.
All right, hold on a second. You said dunce?
Don't pass go.
Oh, don't pass go. You mean go straight to jail?
Absolutely.
Okay. Don't pass go.
I like that. You know, maybe we didn't define how we wanted this done. Now, three words.
Well, that's okay. Maybe we'll have two categories.
Well, you remember when Joe Biden said that Obama needed there was one word he had, it was a three-letter word he had to work on, J-O-B-S. You know, for some reason, Joe, I thought J-O-B-S is four letters, not three. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's go to Tim, and unless we get another call. Okay, maybe another call. Anyway, Tim, if you want to call, call right now, folks, because we're
down to the
last minute. Okay, all Tim, right. What are your three little words for Hillary?
Bill's bubble butt.
Oh, golly.
Oh, my God. Some of these people are so abusive to this little cherub.
You know, the other one I thought of was carp face. But.
Oh, jeez. Well, at least you're going in the right direction. All right, Tim, you're in the contest.
Our listening audience, I'll tell you that, Chris.
You're in the contest. Last call for calls at 407-774-8255. When we come back, we'll have the results of tonight's contest. We might have to have two winners since we do have words and we have phrases.
We might have to have
a winner in each category.
Yeah, let's counsel on this quickly.
All right, we will. We will. And once again, we'll have the winner when we come back. And then Mike's got some college football picks. And don't forget, folks, come out and join us for our spaghetti eating contest 2 weeks from Monday at Cafe Positano. And if you win tonight, you'll be able to use that card that night or, of course, at your convenience. And I hope you've been listening to the commercials for Rafael Cruz's events here on the 26th and the 27th. Please take advantage of that. He's a very excellent speaker. He's very knowledgeable on his history of the United States, knows more about the United States than I do. And so please take advantage of this opportunity to see and meet Rafael Cruz. Go to golifa.com and register today. That's G-O-L-I-F-A, golifa.com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. We'll be right back with our winner. Welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You've got the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. We're looking for a winner for our three little words for Hillary contest. I think we've chosen two winners. We've chosen a phrase winner, and we've chosen a three little words winner. So we're going to. It was too tough, all right? And all of you are winners.
Chris, I'm going to have
they're all excellent.
I'm going to have a one-word winner, but I don't think it will require sending out a prize. So
okay.
you announce the winners.
All right. Well, first, we got one caller still on the line.
Last guy.
If he's really good, we may vault him into the winner. He called just as we were going out of the last segment, so we'll take his call. Rick, you will be the final contestant. Thank you for calling. What are your three little words for Hillary?
How about fat, frumpy felon?
Wow.
Fat, frumpy felon. No. Those are
fat,
good, too.
Frumpy, Chris.
Those are good, too. But I don't think that they rise to the winning level. But you will also get a consolation prize, Rick. Thank you.
Fat, that was outstanding, Rick. I like
fat,
that one.
Frumpy, fat, felon.
Funky. Or funky.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't think she's too funky.
All right. So as I said, we had a real difficult time because all of your entries were excellent. Any one of them could have won. For instance, I liked establishment abortion machine. I liked hypocritical, heretical. I liked them all. But we had to narrow it down, and we've decided for the three little words for Hillary Clinton, we liked pathetic, pretentious, and predictable.
Yeah, I think we can remember the three P's.
Exactly. The three P's. I like the three H's, too, like I said, especially since they had hip in there.
Yep.
But pathetic, pretentious, predictable. Alicia, you are the winner of the three words contest. Nick, do you concur? Nick's concurring.
All right, hands up all around the studio.
And since we had phrases, we had a number of you call in with phrases, like we had John with going gone. And I guess Mike could even qualify as fecal Vince Foster. But we also had Miss Bug Eyes from Sherry.
Yeah.
We had, let's see, we also had Don't Pass Go from David.
That was unique. Very unique.
Bill's Bubble Butt from Tim. But for the phrase category, Cindy with Liar, Liar, Pants, Suit on Fire is the winner tonight. Thank you all very much.
Is that all she wears is just pantsuits, Chris?
It's all I've ever seen
her in. Just identifies
except that
her
one
with
disgusting
that
photograph when she was on the beach with Bill Clinton in the Bahamas or something. Remember, it was right
don't
when the Monica.
Don't tell me bikini. Don't tell
no,
me that.
But it was a one-piece, and you saw way too much, even at that. But,
oh, I said, if that was a bikini, I can't eat tonight.
That poor woman, she's got problems, don't
yeah,
she?
Wow.
All right, but anyway, thank you, folks. All excellent phone calls. You all are very smart, got great senses of humor, and are all very accurate in your three-word descriptions of Hillary.
You got to like the competition, though. That's what I admire about this audience. They wanted to compete, Chris, as we're going into a football week, and these people wanted to be on top.
And we appreciate it. And I tell you what, maybe we'll do this once a week, every week.
Yeah, we're going to have some unique contests coming up.
Indeed. And I like the one about the Halloween costume.
I know what mine's going to be. So.
That's right. And let's see. Kathy has already got us started on that. Once again, all great calls, and we thank you so very much for being out there. And the winners will get the $20 gift card. Each of them will get a $20 gift card from Cafe Positano and a My Liberty Threads t-shirt. And the rest of you will give you a consolation prize, at least a 20% off coupon to Cafe Positano. So nobody lost today, except maybe Hillary Clinton.
And you know what? And I want to congratulate you, Chris, again on your one word. Oh, my God.
So the one, if there was a one word.
If I had to slip one word, I would give it to you because no one, I guarantee not one person that called in would have ever thought pear. You know?
I got a distorted mind.
I'd have gone with pumpkin or. Because that could be like a sweetie type name. She's my little pumpkin. I don't think so.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right. See you later.
All right. Before we get out of here tonight, and you have to head off to Buffalo with son Taylor tomorrow. By the way, Taylor is a fine, strapping-looking man. When Mike goes to these NFL events with Taylor, everybody thinks that Taylor's a football, NFL player. Anyway, tell us about the college football picks you got out there.
You know, like as I said, I'm going to cover the local teams. And our first game is UCF versus Stanford. And, you know,
Stanford lost last week, too.
I know. Why'd you bring it up, Chris? Because they're going to be really fired up. And UCF has to fly all the way across the country.
California.
UCF had a horrendous loss last week, which I think they're a much better team than that. But unfortunately, they're going to be walking into the Lions' Den when they get out of Stanford. Plus, again, the trip's a little bit, you know, difficult.
Yeah, that's so, about jet lag going on.
I'm afraid UCF will be 0-2 by the end of the weekend. Mm. Now, let's move on to a happier situation. University of Miami. Remember the guy I called in the other day?
Yes, sir.
That's right. The U.
Canes.
Go Canes, right? Well, they play at FAU, Florida Atlantic University. I had to say the name of the university because I wasn't sure you understood FAU. But I'm going to go with UM. I'm going to make the game closer than you would think.
Really?
Because you would think that FAU would get slaughtered, right?
Right.
I'm going to say 14 points. I think FAU can play a little bit of football. Yeah. So we will
take
see
a win.
That.
A win's a win.
Now, the next one, and this is dedicated to Reggie Branch, it's the University of Florida
against
playing
East Carolina.
You got it. East Carolina University.
He's coming into the swamp.
Yeah, they're coming into the swamp. What I did not like hearing today is that the two quarterbacks that split a lot of time for UF and did a great job in the game
last week,
they're practicing poorly so far this week. And the one thing about East Carolina, let me tell you, they can play football.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is it's going to be a much bigger test than New Mexico State.
I'll say.
I wonder who was on the team at New Mexico State. You know, well, the starting lineup is Juan, and then we have Valdez, and then we have
I'll say this, that last year's Florida Gators team would have still beat New Mexico, but by maybe a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna say though, Reggie's not gonna like this, but I still think they have so much talent at UF. I think they'll win by 17. The last game is FSU versus the University of South Florida in state game, right?
Yep.
I'm afraid with Golson, who did a great job, he's the Notre Dame transfer who had a great, great game. And I'm afraid Willie Taggart's in a little bit of trouble over there at South Florida because he can't take too many more losses. But, you know, this is too big a mountain to climb.
Yeah.
So, FSU.
FSU, the Noles.
Yeah, we'll
see. Knight will be glad to hear about that prediction.
No, I think, you know, generally, like I said, I'm a UCF fan, but unfortunately, too long a trip. You know, I'm not think they're ready yet to play at that level. We'll see.
All right. Okay, that's just about going to wrap it up for us tonight, folks. We're just about out of time. But once again, thanks for all the great calls that we got tonight. It was a lot of fun. And we'll do that more often. And I think we all enjoyed it, except maybe for for Hillary.
She just called in. She said, don't leave the studio.
Yeah, I think she's giving Nick an earful in there right now. And don't forget, Nick's going to be doing his show live tonight, WDW News on 1520 WBZW, one of our sister stations here. And please join us next week, next Wednesday, for debate night. Make it a date. Let's make it a date for debate night. And you'll be able to hear live debate coverage from 5 till midnight. We'll be participating for a little while, but mostly it's going to be national coverage from the Reagan Library. Hugh Hewitt, of course, will be one of the moderators, and I'm sure we're going to see a whole lot more of a debate this time around. And it's going to be a big one. I mean, there is a lot at stake right now. The other candidates have to break Trump's momentum somehow, and he has to figure out a way how to keep it up. So keep it going. And so,
now, what'd you say, Chris?
It's good time for us to get on out of here
would
tonight.
Would Roxy Pacific work with us?
Let's see. Once again, please join us for debate night, 1 week from last night. And that will be a full, 7 hours of live coverage starting at 5. So, once again, it'll be a big night, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.